We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Cricket Wireless. Get more of what you love. Smile, you're on Cricket.
IG is just out there. Like he's resting. You know, it's like they say, until these guys get out for that first time, one inning guys a lot of times don't get a time to, you know, before they get established, it's over. But I think just getting on the mound and going in, sit down, get back out there, have better feel for his pitches.
Yeah, Brian Snitker just saying nice stuff about Braves pitchers this spring training, which is what he's going to do. That was on Bryce Wilson, who got the start yesterday and looked pretty good. And that's pretty much what we're asking for right now. Guys, stay healthy, go out there, show what you can do, and compete for Bryce Wilson, Kyle Wright, Huescar Ulloa, Tuki Toussaint, whoever you want to put into that, Tucker Davidson, whoever you want to put into that conversation about guys that are competing for the fifth spot. Hopefully Brian Snitker's talking like that about them after the game, every single game. And hopefully they make the choice hard, right? I mean, that's what you look for in that spot as much as possible. You don't want to see competitions for your three-hole hitter. You want to know who your three-hole hitter is. You want to know who your best players are. But if these young prospects can make Brian Snitker's job hard as far as deciding who's going to be the fifth starter this year, that's the best case scenario in spring training, isn't it?
I thought it was.
I think so too.
You know, but I mean, this is where you get all those things, those kinks out. Who did Joe Patrick say that they were going to try and stretch him this spring? Who was that he said yesterday?
Ulloa. Yeah.
It was Ulloa.
Huescar
Ulloa. Okay, it was him. Okay, I was trying to think of, and they're trying to find somebody who was going to be that guy. We talked early in the show about some of these guys, the Kyle Wrights and these guys, Andy, who. At this point, when we first saw them, when they first made their stuff, their league starts and all those things, that they would not be competing for the fifth spot. We would be thinking that they would be solidified in this thing. So it amazes me that we're still talking about these guys and they're not solidified yet. Mm-hmm. They should be solidified. From what I'm thinking of, the fact that y'all wouldn't trade them, y'all wouldn't do nothing with them. Y'all just, well, hell, we'll give them another go around. Hey, Snick, here we go, Snick. Hey, Ron, get him. Ron, who's the pitching coach? Whatever his name is.
Rick Kranitz.
Hey, Ricky.
No, they call him Cranny, hey, which I'm uncomfortable with, but that's what they call him.
Hey, Cranny. Cranny, how long are you going to go on and get those guys lined up again? That's spring.
That's it. That's pretty much it. All right, so yeah, Rick Kranitz is the pitching coach for the Braves. Lloyd Pierce no longer the head coach for the Hawks. That was the news of the week. He's done an interview now, and he was on, what was it, Sirius XM Radio on one of their NBA shows, and obviously they asked him a handful of different questions about the situation. I'm still kind of reading through it here, trying to find out exactly what Lloyd said about this stuff, but the headline is basically him saying, I'm not supposed to be these guys' best friend.
Hey, man, I'm sitting up here reading through it really quick, reading and everything. Bruh, I mean, because there's so many things. I didn't like the players were assigned a specific coach. Each player was assigned a coach. He's like, I'm not taking credit for DeAndre Hunter. He takes the coach who DeAndre Hunter was assigned to. They're trying to get into the whole trade dynamic and everything. Yeah, I mean, Lloyd, it's not your job to be everybody's friend. He's absolutely 100% correct. And I'll leave it at that because I don't want to go into these little young and sensitive and they don't, you know, they want to be liked and all this coach supposed to kiss you behind and all that. Lloyd ain't going to do that. He ain't. That's just not how, that's not his makeup.
Does Lloyd hurt his chances of getting another head coaching job by saying
Andy,
that?
Though? I really hope not.
I hope not too.
I really hope not. Man.
I hope not too because you see the respect that he has around the league from other coaches. And I mean, I don't know if I'm Lloyd Pierce, the fact that Greg Popovich, Rick Carlisle, Eric Spoelstra, Stan Van Gundy, these guys that are, you know, pretty well established coaches in the league are coming to my defense. That means a little bit more to me than the fact that, like, you know, a second year player couldn't take hard coaching and didn't like me that much. Yeah. Now, granted, unfortunately, those other coaches aren't the guys that are going to be hiring him. And he's not.
But I mean, they might hire
guys.
Him. That's what I'm saying. They're
could,
all
they
head
could
coaches.
Hire him as an
so
assistant coach.
You know,
that's
they're
true.
All head coaches in the league right now. And so it could be a situation where they give him a shot, which I still think if he's not a head coach next season, he will be somebody's right-hand coach.
Yes, he will be an assistant coach in the NBA.
Yes, he will be.
Again, very soon. I'm just saying, like, what's more important in terms of him getting another head coaching job? Is it that Greg Popovich thinks he's really great, or is it that young players think that he's hard to get along with?
What they can do.
Unfortunately, it kind of feels like the young players thing.
In this league,
just the way the league is,
the way that league is,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, that's why I had to pause for a second. In that league, it's a possibility, brother. It is, and because we know one thing about coaching: coaching is a good old boy league. Mm-hmm. It's a good old boy network. I'm sorry, it's a good old boy network. But in the NBA,
yeah, it's not as much like that in the NBA.
It's not as much like that.
Yeah. Now again, I agree with you. He'll be an assistant coach for. Could even be in San Antonio. Could be for one of these guys around the league next season. He will be. I mean, he's just too respected not to be back in basketball. He's also 44 years old. Like, this is very much not the end of Lloyd Pierce's career. It's just, you know, I don't know if it's a personal one-on-one thing or if it's a big picture thing, but I do. I agree with him. My job is not to be their best friend. This is what Lloyd Pierce said. My job is for them to understand me, to respect me, to know I have a plan and a vision, and I got to get them to try to execute that.
Yeah, but and he thinks just like I do.
I know. that's exactly what you said about being a parent. Yes, my job is not to be their best friend.
Yes. Yes. yeah. And the thing about it is that they ass can't fire me. You know what I'm saying? They can't fire me. They can't fire me. No, they can't do that. They can't do that.
You stuck think, with you.
What's that word that kids do when they divorce their mom and daddy?
Oh, yeah. Like, what do they call that?
They call it
not an annulment, but emancipation. Yeah, they emancipate. Yeah.
I wish you would. I wish you would. I really wish you would try that with daddy Randy. Because I wish you would. I wish a lawyer would come to my door knocking on the door. Because the thing about it is, y'all probably didn't tell me. The lawyer probably had to come over here. So I'm gonna whip the lawyer ass first for coming on my door, wasting my time. And then Randy don't play that. Come on, some I want a divorce.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know,
all right. You're never gonna have to worry about that.
Man, you know what I want? I want all. I want 16 years of clothes, food, shoes. Let me get that back.
Advice?
Oh, no. Like, you're going to divorce me. What the hell wrong with you?
So funny.
They can't fire.
They can't fire.
Tater chips, sunflower seeds, basketball uniforms, pom-poms.
All right. Here's Adam Kaplan talking
recital
about
recital dresses.
What the Falcons could do to get some money from Julio Jones's contract.
What they can do is they could take – Julio's got 3 years left, okay? They could take his base salary of $15.3 million and convert that to a signing bonus and spread it out over 5 years. And they could lower his cap number by $10 million easily, because his cap number is over $23 million, which is really high. They could do that. Now, the reason why teams don't like doing that with older players is guys who have an injury history, like Julio Jones. He just turned 32 years old. If a guy retires early – I'm not saying Julio is – but if he decides to retire over the next couple of years, or they want to cut him, there's a significant amount of dead money that's left on the cap, and you want to be careful of doing this with older players. You like to restructure with younger players who you know you never have to worry about whether they're not going to be on the team or not.
So that's Adam Kaplan sort of explaining to us what the Falcons can do over the next couple of weeks to get their money situation better under control. Now, the deadline to get underneath the salary cap number is March 17th. So they got 12 days. We don't know what the salary cap number is exactly yet. It's going to be a little higher than $180 million, probably a little lower than $185 million. That's like $25 million lower than it was supposed to be if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. But if you restructure Julio's contract into a signing bonus, like Adam Kaplan just said, that's about 10 mil.
Sounds so easy, don't it?
It sounds so easy. And obviously there's issues down the road that we'll talk about in just a minute. You can do the same thing with Matt Ryan and save yourself about $14 million this year. You can do the same thing with Jake Matthews and Deion Jones and save yourself money and get to the point where you go from being about $25 million over the cap right now to being about $20 million under the cap. And that's without cutting anyone else to try to free up some other money. The problem is, what Adam Kaplan said there, is that's a one-year fix. Eventually, yep. You kick the, and Mike Bell has been saying this for years, you kick the can down the road with all this stuff, and someday you have to pay it.
Yeah.
In a hard cap league like the NFL, eventually you have to pay it. And what this would do potentially, especially with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, is probably put you in a situation where you're paying that money when they're not here. And when you're paying for players to not be here, that's a really difficult way to win football games, because you got money invested in your salary cap into someone who's not actually helping you win.
But is it, will we just look at that, what you just said, because of this year alone? And maybe next year the cap goes back up with the new TV money and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, is that the kick into the can? Because I know Arthur and Tony, they've been real big on the, you know, we don't want to risk long-term goals or whatever for short-term gain. Mm-hmm. I get it. But maybe for just this year?
No, I think this year that's your option.
Yeah, maybe this year.
And then you end up paying the piper later. And you're right. I mean, that's the craziest part about all of this is – you kind of have to make these decisions a little bit more blindly than you would in other offseasons. You never know exactly what the salary cap is going to be, but it had been pretty consistent for about a decade. It was going up about $10 million every single year for about a decade, so you kind of knew where it was going to be in terms of projecting it. I mean, it's $25 million lower because of all the money that they lost last year. And then you're right, Randy, we're on the verge of all these TV deals getting renewed. And Amazon money coming into it, and other social media streaming networks money coming into it. Salary cap might go up by $50 million.
Exactly.
It might, but it might not. So it's just one of those tough situations where, you know, you have to figure it out so you can compete this year, and hopefully it doesn't screw you over too much down the line. Let's hear from LeBron James talking about the All-Star game this weekend here in Atlanta and making his picks for his team.
To round out my starting five, I'm going to go with the card you cannot use in Boure or Guts, the Joker. Denver Nuggets.
Only in Spain. Only in Spain.
9 triple doubles for the Joker as he is the final pick of LeBron.
A little Joker. That's what
among the man.
So they took Joker second to last, and then Gobert ended up not, by default, being the last player taken on Kevin Durant's team.
Bro, that Boure. Andy, you ever want to see something crazy? Look, watch a Boure book at the end of the season.
I don't really know anything about.
I tried to learn how to play, like, but
so
I just
Boure is a card game.
It's a card game that they play on the plane.
Okay, that players play.
Yeah, they play on Andy. That book at the end of the year, homie.
And somebody keeps a book tallying all the money that's been won and lost.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about? End of this, like, end of the year is when you pay up.
Well, it's like in Miami, you would pay up after the flight.
Okay.
In St. Louis, it would be after the flight.
Okay.
In San Diego, it would be at the end of the season. But then what happened was that cats used to play big on it, and then they would get cut. And then, so they would leave without paying.
They'd lose your number?
Yeah.
So end of the season, Boure winnings or losings. Like, what are you talking? What kind of money are we actually talking about?
I'm talking about, like, quarter.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But the thing about it was, what they would do is, instead of taking a quarter, they'd be like, just give me 100.
Wow.
Like, you wouldn't.
So
like,
that's a $150,000 difference.
Yeah. Like, you would, nobody would ever pay the total amount. It would always be a percent. So they'd be like, if you owe a quarter.
That's right, like when a debt service buys up all your debt.
Dude, I'd be trying to fight folks. I ain't not finna take my
for
money like that.
$150,000.
$100,000. Like, oh yeah,
it's a couple honey buns right there.
Hey man, yes sir. I didn't see checks wrote out. Yeah man. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Make that check out too. Yeah, bro.
That's a different life, my friend.
Man, that's a different life in
a
my ass.
Different world.
Please.
Quarter of $1 million on a card game.
On a damn card game. And don't get booed. Cause that's when the fights break out. When somebody get booed. And that liquor be going too?
All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear a lot more of what Adam Kaplan had to say about the Falcons situation. Randy's ramble at 1:30. Randy said he wasn't going to do it, but he did it, and he actually liked it. I don't know what that means, but I can't wait to find out. Send us your AMA questions as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is this Skinny Buster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Skinny Buster.
Skinny Buster with just, like, the most dreadlocks. on top of his head. Like, that must have weighed so much. His neck must have been tired. That's why he had such a strong neck.
Busted, like, you know, swallow the damn hot air balloon.
Yeah, he's been enjoying his post-rap career, it feels like. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Drink up. Shout out to Jeff Prince, who has no wife or kids for the rest of the day.
My man.
Happy hour time for him. So Jeff's got some Legion bourbon, which looks really good, and a shot glass, and a Coors, not a Coors Light.
Not a Coors. You a real drinking G.
He's got the banquet beer.
I'm telling you. You a real drinking G if you just drink Coors.
That was my grandpa's go-to beer.
I blank with cats that just drink Coors. Now, I like cats that drink Coors Light. Don't get me wrong. My Uncle Greg likes Coors Light. But if you drink Coors, you that dude.
Well, you would have been a Donald Lundstrom fan, man. Randy.
Yeah, bro.
You and Donald Lundstrom would have got along great. So shout out to Jeff Prince as well as Brad Sparks. Brad Sparks has the fifth of Maker's Mark going on.
Hey, hold on. Thanks, Brad, because last week he was tripping, dog.
What is he doing last
Remember last week he was drinking that frou-frou stuff last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he had the, Stella Artois cider.
Yeah, he was drinking that Francis Artois.
Hey, man, whatever gets done.
Don't be drinking no Artois. I might be even saying it wrong.
Yo, you are, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll get to an AMA coming up in about 15 minutes. Get your questions in. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are wide open coming up in 15 minutes as well on a Friday, so make them weird. We'll get to Randy's Ramble in about 6 minutes also. Before we get there, though, Adam Kaplan, NFL insider, joined us yesterday to talk about all things NFL and the Falcons offseason specifically, but we started by asking him about what next week may be like, because pretty much all of the NFL analysts we're hearing from are saying next week is going to be crazy. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I actually I don't agree with that at all.
Okay.
I know why people are saying that. This has been out. I mean, people have been saying that for 2 months now. And quite frankly, I track these things pretty closely. I do reporting on it. There's only been one over the last 3 weeks when teams started cutting players that was a surprise at all. That was Kyle Van Noy of the Dolphins. That one surprised me because they paid him $15 million for one season. And here's the other thing. It's not a cap issue. They were already well under the cap. They're about $30 million under. They just didn't want him. See, I think folks have to put this stuff in context. If you're going to say there's going to be a bloodletting, well, you got to tell me why the team cut the player first, and I'll tell you if that's accurate. That's just the way it is. Like, for instance, okay, the Falcons are still over the cap. They're, depending on what the cap is, they're $15 to $20 million over as we speak, but I know that they're working on restructures and pay cuts and so forth. The only guy that, to me, they have to take a look at is Dante Fowler, because he's got a $13 million base salary, which becomes fully guaranteed on March 21st, and he also has a roster bonus that day due. Now, I don't see why he wouldn't be here. They are changing defensive schemes. They're going to run a hybrid 34 on the DNPs. He's a perfect fit for it. He did very well on it with the Rams a couple of years ago before he came to the Falcons. So there's no reason why he shouldn't be on the roster. But they have to do some trimming of pay. And there's some guys they could certainly look at restructuring or guys who take pay cuts. But that's what these things are about. Teams, I could just tell you this, they rarely cut players they want to keep. That's just the way it is.
So with that being said, because I'm looking at some of these numbers, Adam, and I'll just stick here strictly with the Falcons, and you say they're going to pick up this Dante Fowler. Who are some players on this squad, the big money players, that can restructure some? Because the names that automatically come to mind are always Matt Ryan, Julio.
Right. Randy, what they can do is they could take – Julio's got 3 years left, okay? They could take his base salary of $15.3 million and convert that to a signing bonus and spread it out over 5 years. And they could lower his cap number by $10 million easily, because his cap number is over $23 million, which is really high. They can do that. Now, the reason why teams don't like doing that with older players is guys who have an injury history, like Julio Jones. He just turned 32 years old. If a guy retires early, I'm not saying Julio is, but if he decides to retire over the next couple of years, if they trade or cut him, or they want to trade him, or they wind up cutting him, there's a significant amount of dead money that's left on the cap, and you want to be careful of doing this with older players. You like to restructure with younger players who you never have to worry about whether they're not going to be on the team or not.
I wonder when we actually get to free agency, because again, Adam Kaplan joining us here, our NFL insider, kind of saying I don't know if it's the opposite, but just a little bit different from some of what we've been hearing from other folks around the league, which is it's not going to be as crazy next week. Players are going to get cut because teams want to cut them. It's not just going to be this crazy bloodletting. But when it gets to the point where there are a lot of guys out there and the money, the salary cap is a little bit lower, it sounds like there's going to be guys accepting of one-year deals in situations where they wouldn't be. How do you go about attracting one of those guys? Say if you're the Falcons and then they're being offered contracts by various different teams and everybody's kind of offering the same amount of money.
Opportunity. Here's a perfect example. So if you're a pass rush guy, if you're an outside linebacker, you know, other than Dante Fowler, they just don't have very many guys who can rush the passer from a stand-up standpoint with the kind of scheme that they're going to run. You could offer someone on a one-year deal. We on NFL Radio last week, we had Brian Levy on, who's not only Mike Tomlin's agent, but he also handles players. And what Brian said is what you mentioned. He said the one issue he has this year is that he thinks a lot of veterans are going to they're going to get squeezed. They're going to have to take one-year deals. And that has been the belief around the league, that you're going to see a bunch of veterans. We call them mid-level players, sort of like some people have called the mid-level exception in the NBA. You know, each team has one. Well, you're going to see a bunch of mid-level free agents who typically might get 30 to 40% more, they're probably not going to get as much. Yeah, sure. Next week, there'll be a lot of players still being released over the next 10 days, but I'll just leave you with this one on that end. Look, if there are 50 players released next week, show me how many players really wanted those guys back. Very few teams are going to cut guys who they want. That's just the way it is. It will never change.
Adam Kaplan from yesterday, again, Sirius XM Radio, as well as Fox Sports Radio, NFL Insider, and you know, he's kind of given us a little bit of a different vibe than what we've heard from some others, that next week may not be quite as crazy. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't want guys to get cut, obviously, but it'll be pretty wild if a bunch of guys that you're not expecting to see out there are, because they're going to get signed again, too. Like, guys aren't just simply going to lose their jobs next week and then not play in the NFL anymore. They're going to get cut off their current contracts, and then they're probably going to have to sign back those one-year deals like we've been talking about.
Yeah, but, I mean, not a lot of guys won't be out of the league, like Van Noy and Cookie and guys like that. They'll be on teams. It'll just be not what they're used to making, and maybe it might be a one-year thing, but it's going to be a lot of one-year deals. It's teams that try to work around a salary cap that ain't set yet, Andy.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly. Again, they needed to get that number set so these teams can do what they need to do. Hopefully they do it by the end of the weekend. All right, 10 minutes away from the AMA, so get your questions in. Let's get to Randy's Ramble.
It's time for Randy's Ramble. When no one in the world, including his family and coworkers, know what the hell Randy is about to talk about. Anything from this.
Dang, banging, and Little Rock.
To this.
Hey, you guys are all zone.
To this.
Y'all know what I meant when I said girth.
Randy is saying it with his chest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey 99 Rye, recently named by Whiskey Advocate as one of the top 20 picks of 2020 based on taste, quality, and value. Randy?
Man, thank you again to my people over at Chattanooga Whiskey, always for taking care of us and everything. And it is a Chattanooga Whiskey weekend. About to get it on. But anyway, so for all y'all, hell no, ain't no Trulies, all right? unless I get 10 million unmarked, I ain't drinking no damn Trulies.
That's what everyone thought. Your tease for Randy's Ramble today was,
everybody
I
knows
finally tried something I said I wouldn't do.
Yes, and me and Brian, this goes back to me and Brian, our conversations about, of course, Coming to America. Because it is my favorite movie, and I've always said that it should never be remade because I don't want the memories of what I loved about that movie taken away.
Yeah.
So as we know, Coming to America came out today, but actually it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting here and I'm looking, and I'm just like, I'm not going to watch it. And I kept telling myself, guys, I'm not watching it because I cannot allow my childhood, because House Party 2 ruined House Party 1 for me. That's what, you know what I mean? I'm that type of guy. So I'll sit there. And here she come. Ooh, baby. Guess what? What? Coming to America 2 is on. I said, yeah, come on tomorrow. No, it's on right now. Huh? Okay, Andy. So, I was like, give me a couple hours. I got to get a little lubey to watch this, okay? I got to get a little lubey. I can't watch this. Like, so I get a little lubey, Andy. Turn it on. Andy Bunker, I like the movie.
Really?
Yes. Now, it ain't got nothing on the first one,
sure.
Right? Okay,
I mean, but impossible standard.
Impossible. But the way they interjected a lot of the past with this one right here, I liked, Andy.
Okay.
I don't love it.
Okay.
Because I'd never give this half of my love. Because I love the other one. But she looked good in the shout dress, and I might look at her and everything like that. But I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying?
So,
I'll take. You know what? I'll take part two to like to Outback or Red Lobster.
Okay.
Like number one, you getting to go to Morton's in that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But this right here. But I love. It was funny. It had funny parts. I love the fact that they interjected everything. Arsenio, the barbershop scenes.
Okay, don't give too much away.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not gonna give the everything, but the barbershop scenes okay, and good. Everything like that. It was really really good. I enjoyed it. I really didn't want to watch it.
I wasn't gonna watch it. You were so
I was
offended.
So against it. I was. But see, this thing about it, Andy, I have not just been offended recently. You remember when we back in when we first
years
found
ago.
Out?
Yeah, was, when they I, found out they were making it. You I was were offended. Personally offended yes. that they were making yes. this. In fact, that well, they're filming Coming to America 2 in Atlanta. Like I could see it in your eye that you thought about going down to the filming site and to the set and trying to mess it up.
Yeah.
Like take the film out of the camera and ruin it for everybody. And you watched it before, like it was supposed to come out on March 5th. You watched it on March 4th. That's
yeah.
hilarious.
And I it was good.
Good.
It was. But like I said, it's like it's Red Lobster good with the cheddar biscuits.
So but it's like you know, again, not to give away any plot points, yes. but it's like it's all the same people. They're just older now.
Oh yeah,
right?
They're like, just older now. But there's other things like Wesley Snipes. Hilarious in the
Wesley
movie.
Wesley Snipes is in it?
Yes, Wesley Snipes is in it. He's hilarious in
awesome.
It. You know, but it's a great movie. It's a good movie. It's Red Lobster worthy.
Sure.
All right. It ain't Morton's or Ruth Chris or nothing like that in my book.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Red Lobster.
Though. Yeah. And this part right here. And then hold on. And then my man Randy Watson is in it. And he is still as funny as hell. You hear him right there?
Yeah.
I love him.
Oh, God. Man. All right, good. I'm looking forward. We're going to watch
Watson
it.
Is
We're
going
to watch it tonight.
And Sexual Chocolate.
Give it up, Sexual Chocolate.
And that's him, though, dog.
Don't they sound so beautiful?
Play that horn.
That sounds so beautiful. Don't you agree?
All yes, right. But it was great.
We'll come
it
back to an AMA. Any question, good. Anytime. I'm glad you liked it. It was going to be really hard if it ruined the first one for you. The phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. Call us up. Ask us some weird questions. Solomon Brothers down the text line is the same number. Twitter is wide open, TBM929, RandyMac81, Wendy Radio. We will answer your questions next on a Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day, even on a Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. So make them as weird as possible. Questions for me, Randy, Wendy, Brian, to wrap the show up here. And we've got a couple.
We got a couple calls. Real quick, Kyle Wright, he looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking he is. Pretty
Was
good.
Was it 9 up, 9 down?
Yeah, man.
There you go. Looking hey, speaking of looking good, Eric Stokes apparently just ran a 4.24 in the 40 at the HOA Combine, whatever the HOA Combine is.
The Homeowners Association?
I don't know. He's out there running in the cul-de-sac. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he runs a 4.24, he might be able to play his way a little higher up into the draft.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast.
That's rolling, dog.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the phone lines here. Billy is in Atlanta. Hey, Billy.
Billy.
Yo, what's up? Two things I got to say. One, Savannah State is my alma mater, so I appreciate the shout out.
What up?
And two, okay. Y'all still haven't told me how y'all like my soaps.
His what?
You remember I gave y'all soaps a while back at Twin Peaks.
Oh, soap. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I used the soap.
I used it. Yeah. Dude, how long ago was that?
That was like 3 years ago.
That was so long ago.
Are you still making soap?
Yeah, that's me.
Are you still making soap?
I still am.
Good. Okay, yeah, the soap was amazing. Brother.
Yeah, it was really good.
It smelled real good.
My wife loved it as well.
Hey, I know I came out of that bathroom, boy. I was that's that sideways pose silhouette in the damn in the bathroom look, uh-huh. The bathroom doorway.
Thank
that
you,
side
Billy.
Silhouette, man.
Yeah, Billy hooked us up. Now
Billy
I will
hooked
say,
us up. He was.
I will say, I was a little hesitant to use soap that was given to us in a bag from a listener at an event.
I was,
but I got over it and I used it and it worked and it was really really good.
But the only thing, the difference between Billy our soap usage, Andy put it straight on his skin and I put it on the washcloth.
Yeah, I bare back the soap.
But yeah, I said, dog, I came by that thing with that side silhouette.
Speaking of silhouettes and looking at yourself in the mirror and all that, we spoke ill of Busta Rhymes. Apparently,
I know.
Apparently, Busta Rhymes is in great shape.
Yeah.
He had gotten up to 350 pounds, but he's dropped 100 pounds, and Sean Thompson, the underboss, sent us a picture of him. You got a six pack.
Hey, man, last time I saw Buster, Buster was like doing the fat man get out of the Lamborghini. You know how you got to put your arm in there? That's the last time I saw Buster.
Both
last
arms?
Time, yes. Last time I saw Buster down in Miami, he was big guy getting out of a Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lamborghini's a bad car to have if you're not in good shape.
Yes.
You're pretty low to the ground. All right, yes. Paris is in Covington. Hey, Paris.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's happening, man?
All right, so pre-COVID, let's say me, Randy, and Andy, we step out to the Cosmo, and we hit good old Waffle House after. What's y'all go-to on the Waffle House menu?
Oh, that's a great question. Because I got drunk Randy Waffle House and then hungover Randy Waffle House and then just regular want some Waffle House.
Yeah, what are the differences? What's drunk Randy get versus hungover Randy?
Okay, drunk Randy getting that all-star special.
Okay.
Hungover Randy is getting the Texas cheese yes. Mm-hmm. And then just regular Randy. I love Waffle House's bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches. So I'll go and get like three of them.
The bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich is so good. That's what I usually get when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
If we go to Waffle House just like so sober, like not hungover
I'm going to get bacon, egg, and cheeseburger. Sandwich, I'm sorry.
They do like a hash brown bowl now, so they put everything in there with salsa on top of it. Yeah. You can mix it up. I like that a lot. That's what I've been getting. But if I'm hungover, I'm getting the sandwich. All right, let's get to Wendy and some social media questions. Wendy?
Let's start with this one. If you could be a character from any TV show, who would you be?
A character from any TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my kids think I'm Homer Simpson, so I guess I'd be Homer.
Homer's doing all right for you
today.
Yeah. Be Homer.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You'd have to switch to Duff Beer, but I think you could make that work.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be hard not to be Vince from Entourage. Like, that'd be pretty good. That wouldn't be a bad life. I also really liked Avon Barksdale from The Wire.
Oh.
Now, I don't know that I have it in me.
I can see you. No, you ain't got it in you, dog, but
I don't know that I have it in me to be Avon.
I freaking love it.
But that's one of my favorite characters from TV shows ever.
Yes.
And if I could just be Avon Barksdale for like a day, that'd be a lot of fun.
Bro, that's a real G move right there.
He was great.
He was.
Actor, by the way, Wood Harris, he is one of the most underrated actors.
He's really good.
Played so many great characters, and nobody ever talks about him as a great actor. He's phenomenal.
If 92.9 The Game scheduled a football drill called, quote, Bull in the Ring, with everyone surrounded in a circle, who are you pointing to tackle?
Fricky.
Fricky, probably, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Fricky can't catch a prick.
Yeah, because Abe's in better shape now. Oren's just big.
Hey, Oren's... Abe ain't as good a shape as y'all think, all right?
Better than he was.
He was.
Abe's crazy. Like, I don't need any of that. Abe's going for the knees. Yeah, I mean, Bo looks like he'd tackle you. You know, he'd go
like
low.
He likes it. I like praying.
Exactly. Like Bo looks like he would be one of those guys where, like, he gets a bloody nose and he
tastes
it.
Keep bringing it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Like, tastes his own blood and gets fired up. Yeah, I'm going after Fricky. I'm going to tackle Fricky, and it's going to happen quick. That's what's going to happen.
Is it okay for a man to wear Speedos to your pool?
In my house?
It's just a generic question. Well, I don't have a pool, so
Randy will talk on this one.
Hell no.
What would happen?
There are no rules. Dude.
Like, say, for instance, because occasionally, you know, when COVID times aren't on, you have people over.
Yeah.
Like, say Craig Carlos Valentino shows up in your house with some Speedos on. Like, what's that conversation like? And how quick is he out of there?
You got to get the hell on, no. Because I'll tell you, the funniest thing ever was when we first did the thing at our house and we invited everybody over. And that damn Abe's like, you got to slide? It's like, yeah. And you know what? And it was my fault. Abe was like, well, I'm bringing my trunks. I was like, my baby's going to be in the damn pool. You can't get in there. Knowing damn well if you wanted to come to the house and swim, Abe could have came and swim. It was just the fact that he got excited because we got a slide. You guys got a slide?
But I'll be honest with you, though. I mean, I've been to your house, I think, for 3 cookouts now. The only grown man I've ever seen in the pool is you. Like, you jumped in one time, and that was it. It's just kids. I mean, and then, you know, there's some parents in there maybe if the kids are really little.
Yeah.
But you're not just like a single man in the pool swimming around.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen that.
I'm trying to think. Probably not. There was no.
Have you ever even worn a Speedo?
Yeah.
You have? I never even won one.
Yeah,
I never even put a Speedo on.
It was. It's a different type of feel on your body, Andy.
I bet it is.
It is.
I bet it is a different type of feel on your body.
It is.
Feel kind of sleek, maybe aerodynamic.
Oh, dude. I felt good in it.
Why were you wearing a Speedo?
Because I was over there with them, Andy. I was over there where it was accustomed to walking around with it. Yeah, man.
Where were you?
I was over here. We were over in Barcelona, Andy.
Okay.
Andy. And that was like cut, Randy.
D'Angelo cuts?
It was almost there, dog. Okay. Man, I was strutting so hard. And you know, when you strut with the Speedos on, you got to have a towel around the neck part. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Have that towel around the neck with that flex and that thing on tricep was showing, boy.
Gotta flex the tricep.
There it is, man.
It's ladies every time.
Yeah.
Speaking of Speedos, have you ever been streaking?
Yeah, come on, who hasn't?
Yes, I have.
Wait, both of you guys have?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
I mean, I've never been streaking. What was the situation?
I've been drinking a little bit.
No.
Oh, yeah, drinking and being dared.
A little bit. There was a place we used to go sing karaoke at in Madison. No one knows what Madison Park is, but it's a little neighborhood down by the lake in Seattle, and we would go sing karaoke, and then afterwards, you know, you try to maybe convince some people to go, some ladies to go skinny dip with you. And then we did that, and one of them dared me to run back by the bar that we had been at. Yeah. So I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to run around naked.
Yeah. Wow. Whoever said it ain't a lie.
Yeah. It's nudity. Yeah. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every single day to wrap the show up. We'll start with Wendy Adams. Wendy?
Speaking of nudity, my takeaway of the day, it's a no locking the door nude weekend for Randy.
Damn right.
All right, Randy.
My takeaway of the day is we have a new P1 listener, D'Andilo.
Hey, I went to the bathroom during one of the breaks as well. And lifted my shirt up and tried to lean back.
Please tell me you did, dog.
Oh, no, Andy, you did not.
I'm looking pretty solid. I've been running a lot lately. Like, the D'Angelo cuts are coming back. I learned that Randy's back on being Bush Randy. He was lying to himself with the skinny beers, and now he's back on Bush Lights, and I'm happy about it.
Randy's more excited about his son, Samson, having a sleepover this weekend than Samson is. It's more important for Andy to win than for Randy to lose. And Andy's baby Lily is dressed like a Pacific Northwest baby today.
It's true.
She looks so gorgeous.
If you want to see what that means, you can follow me on Instagram at Bunky Pants.
Hey, man, don't be clouting on the show, Andy, trying to get followers.
Clout chasing with Lily. That's one of my favorite pastimes.
Wendy, no, we're not going. We're not hanging out tonight,
Randy.
Wendy.
Let's go.
Okay.
Have a safe weekend, everyone.
I'll be safe out there, man.
Enjoy it. We'll talk to you Monday.
Watch out now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.